Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. And yes, it did happen to me. I've been stricken by the novel coronavirus, COVID-19. After 3 careful years of avoiding it, the viral load has made its way to me. And the load is just all over me.
How do you think the load entered you?
I took the load. I took a load. And before you ask, this isn't an episode of Q&A. This is an episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. And as always, I'm here with Keith Malley and Hemda. Hello.
Hello. The timing is interesting. I don't know what's worth. Like, I know someone who got it right before the vaccine turn. You know, I'm sure we know someone who got it right when they declared pandemic is over. I think that might have been me. Some people got it like when they just declared, oh, by the way, we're in a pandemic. And people are like, I already got it. It's weird timing. The declaration pandemic is over. COVID is still available. Were you able to get any shots? How is it? How do you feel?
Yeah, so I have a close friend who lives very close by, and we watch basketball together like all the time, either at my house or at her house. And she on Friday was like, I'm having a little tickle in my throat. And I was like, that sounds bad. And then.
Right. To announce it.
And then on Saturday, I was like, maybe also I'm having a little tickle in my throat, but it was just in my mind. I tested negative that day. I tested negative on Sunday. And then today, Sis Boomba, there she is, that second line. So I really feel pretty much fine. I mean, I just have a little weird throat feeling. And
I assume you're caught up on boosters, having to go to the hospital anyway.
I've had 5 shots. So yeah, I think I've had the max you can have. And they're also calling me in that Paxlovid.
Okay.
That like medicine you take with the COVID to like stop it in its tracks.
Usually used for geese, but now we're using it for humans. I'm just kidding. talking about that horse bullshit.
It's the horse ivermectin Paxlovid. But yeah, so I think it's fine. I mean, when I called the doctor, they were like, is this the first time you've had it? Oh, good for you. So that's pretty good. I mean, I am immunocompromised, but it's because I'm so boosted and vaccinated and they do have these treatments, it's like I probably won't get very sick.
Do you feel freer now? Does it bum you out a little bit? I should have hung out years ago.
No. I just think
I didn't know it was going to go in that direction. Very interesting.
I think like it was going to happen eventually, right? Just like statistically, it was bound to happen. And I'm glad it happened where my friend gave it to me while she also has it. So now we could still hang out and watch basketball.
Right. It's just a shame it happens over, of all things, basketball. You know, that's the biggest bummer probably.
Football would be better.
It's not even the World Cup on a weekend when people pretend to love it. By the way, that came and went fast, folks. Soccer, though, but that came and went. No one getting more invites to these soccer games? That's interesting.
I could tell you about these soccer people. It's like, because I do really like sports, but it's not, I don't like make it a big part of my personality. I just like to watch the games.
Are you allowed to do that?
See the guys and they're being very skilled, and it's fun, and I'm entertained by it. You know,
I like sports and I like movies. So now you're telling me there's a sport where it's all made up of actors? That's soccer, and I love it. Oh God, I was touched. And the play's over. Okay, and stand up. I'm ready to be goalie again. Really? Because you just had 5 concussions. Now, football players don't act like you guys.
And they're like, oh, my little knee.
And then they all shake hands like, you lied. I lied. You lied. You lied. Your lie was good in the corner. Right? I thought it was so ridiculous. Like, it was the WWE. No, that was a good lie. All right.
They're doing that in the NBA, too. Basketball. Yeah. Kind of flopping, but the flopping culture in soccer is pretty
egregious. maybe that's what you like, and the sport is just around that. Like, because you kind of hurt yourself. It seems like they hurt themselves flopping.
You know what? When you first talked about the flopping thing, I thought, like, here's, you know, you love to exaggerate. You love to get fake angry at things. This is another, you know, fun personality moment that we're having.
Seems like it's starting as an insult, but yeah.
And then you showed me the footage.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But, like, next level holy shit. Yeah. I was really surprised that it's, when you say they're good actors.
No, no. Oof. Oh, no, 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 no. No.
They're just actors. You're not saying
good. There'll be 15 slaps on the back behind them, so they can't really see who it is. But it's their teammates. Then there could be a touch on a shoulder with an ET finger from the other player. If he saw that person, he jumps 10 feet, he rolls in pain, and whatever limb he can grab, it's usually the right knee for whatever reason, it hurts so fucking much, it's going to explode. And yeah. All right, you could be the one to throw the ball in, little boy. And they're like, okay, and I'm so much better. It's weird. Yeah, because, it's fucking
because
weird.
They're gonna get killed if they don't win. Like, people have gotten killed. The soccer game is so next level about the fans. It's worse than football. It is their football. Now I get it.
You do have to act like you're hurt or else someone will murder you.
Right. Country. Right. I didn't believe his flop. And he's on my team, of all things.
I feel like there's definitely a type of, like, Brooklyn, New York City kind of guy, millennial guy, who's, like, not into sports except for soccer during the World Cup. And it's just like, you're one of those.
Yeah, you want a list? Yeah.
So you have a personality, and it's this, huh? Nice.
Right. It's a shame when it can only last 2 weeks, you know?
I know, right?
I don't really know. I just understand FIFA was, if not still, very corrupt. I'm not sure how money on the inside affected things. But all I know is a soccer game doesn't count down. It counts up, and you don't know when the games end. How's that not corruption?
I hate it.
Tell me the time. Where's the time? It's 50 plus.
I hate the idea of stoppage time in soccer. It drives me insane. They're like, I think we spent about 4 minutes fucking around.
Yeah.
So we'll just add 4 minutes at the end of the game, see what happens. Like, no, just count it with a clock.
And they don't even show us, Henda. They don't show we just added 4 minutes. They go, it's like plus, and we'll tell you when. So why wouldn't you be wondering if there's corruption?
It's so weird, Henda. It's so weird. There's no math to it. It's just,
are you
all
kidding me?
Emotions.
If you try to play Uno with this kind of rules,
right,
people would murder you. No wonder there's murder. You don't know what the rules are, so you think you're the lines are being crossed because they keep making shit up. Of course they're getting murdered.
But even like a little bit of a clock, like, at least, I mean, in football it can be a little bit much where it's like, okay,
2 seconds, you know, on the clock,
wait, two seconds on the clock, and then we'll you know, run out of bounds and we'll get, you know, the clock will stop. And there's like this whole coaching, you know, clock management, such like a big thing in coaching in the NFL. There's like Belichick. Well, you know, he's great at clock management.
He loves clocks.
Like, maybe that is a little bit much, right, but maybe somewhere in the middle between that and soccer, which is just like, I don't know, let's say 2 minutes. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead. Yeah.
Monopoly has stricter rules about who
Thank
passes
you.
Go and collects shit.
Somebody gets a goal in, and we're like, yeah, that seemed right, plus something. All right, we're good. I mean, two to one is an exciting game. Yeah, now's a good time to stop. Congrats.
Ole, 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 ole. Oh, my gosh. Well,
this is what sports is like, huh? We just sported.
Yeah, how do you feel?
Everybody listening. Newsy, I know you tuned out, but guess what? If you were in the room, they thought you sported too. What do you think I said? I said they get murdered. I heard once about the stabbing in the parking lot and soccer. Now we had a conversation. Look at us. Sport talking.
They're still killing soccer players just fine, right?
They don't stop doing shit like that, do they? People don't stop. Have football people stopped raping? Probably not.
Has it been one a year? Guesses. Soccer players getting shot? I wonder.
I don't know about any, but okay. All right. I don't read the same newspapers as
that's
you.
That's why I still get the post. They used to always tell me the deaths in the obit section.
I like to, because, you know, I think it's important as a sort of reactionary cause to objectify men in their physical bodies. Uh-huh. So I like to look at sports guys, and for me, I think soccer, they're not my most attractive sports guys because they're too same. They all look like boy band. They all have like Euro hairdo, like cardio guy, skinny. Like, he's in Ibiza, he's at the club. And but like, for me, I think baseball guys are the best. They have the best bodies because they're like a little bit chunky. Mm-hmm. And they have big butts. Also, football, you can be any size pretty much. You could be a really giant guy. Mm. Or you can be a little guy running around.
I didn't know there were more reasons to like sports. Look at us now.
And basketball is similar to soccer because you are more of a cardio kind of handsome guy. But the fact that you could be 7.5 feet tall makes for some real weird looking guys. And that's pretty fun to see as well. Soccer, they all look the same. Right. And it's shot from so far away. You can't really get up close and see all their curves, their lumps, and their bumps. Same with hockey. The uniforms aren't revealing enough. You can't see what they're working with. But I'm sure I would like them if they were in football uniforms.
You have to assume they are muscular. But I was at a hockey date, and she was like, oh, he's cool. And I'm like, you can't even tell with the jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you don't know what's there. Fucking lie. And then anytime you'd skate by,
making himself better on a date.
Yeah, I'd go.
You don't know.
He skates by, and I'm like, liar. You know, he can't really hear because he's brain dead. But
I mean, they can skate.
And I told her that too. I said they can skate, but he doesn't even know where he is.
What if soccer was on ice and you had to?
I think we'd call it hockey, and then move faster, and some scores would be scored.
That's true, and your ball would probably pop on the ice skate.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to put up probably like fences and shit to protect the people in the front. But it'd be fun to bang on that, you know, glass or glass substitute, or to see the baller puck, I don't know, hit the almost hit your face. That'd be a cool sport. Yeah,
that'd be cool. Remember basketball? What happened?
Basketball didn't take off as a national sport, I think because the boys moved on. But that's something I would have done with my siblings. Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
What is basketball?
Oh, Hamda. Gosh, you have so much to learn.
It's a sport and a movie.
I started sporting.
I think this is going to be too much for you.
No. It's just an extremely dumb thing that you've never heard of, so don't worry.
Okay.
It was a movie.
By the South Park guys.
Maybe I did it and didn't know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Okay, enough about me. I'm so stricken right now that you know what I love when people talk about brain fog?
Mm-hmm.
That's why. If you're not laughing, it's because I have brain fog. Ah, right. Okay. If the comedy is not hitting, it's because of the COVID, okay? Episode 3607. Spinning Out with Matty Ryan. Now, I'm required to ask contractually, was he an asshole?
He was not an asshole. Brand new guy, not an asshole.
I agree. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seemed like a real, just kind of nice, normal, floppy-haired, golden retriever, Heinz 57 of a guy.
I see
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. This is almost like when I leave the doctor's office and the cow's like, well, what'd they say? I'm like, I swear it made sense inside. But anyway, the point is, I do know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, he was funny. He was ready to talk about the man who put 7 feet of rope, jump rope, up his own urethra.
Up his own dick hole, yeah. And he's like, hey, I think I have a problem pissing. Can you see what's up? Like, they're going to go, you're going to be surprised. We see this sometimes. There's 7.5 feet of rope was pushed, obviously, through your dick hole, and it got stuck in your bladder.
Okay, I remember.
Now that you know that, can you kind of feel it?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because I was wondering, because I was thinking I was looking for my rope, and I had misplaced it. Right. And that actually makes a lot of sense, because that was right around the time when I stopped being able to pee.
Right. But
was when I lost that rope.
Okay, so. But you lost it in your dick hole, up through your dick, neck.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, gosh, I must have
butterfingers.
And so, you know, sometimes you put things down, and you know,
in your penis hole,
and then
in your urethra, your dick hole.
Well, you know, now that you say that,
right?
Sure. But it does make a lot of sense. You know, one hand, two hands, three hands.
What?
And sometimes you're holding something and it's not with your hands.
Did you?
Let's say.
Okay. So you put the rope in your dick hole yourself. Don't do that again. And don't put anything in there.
I misplaced it. I was saving it. I wanted to save it. So I needed a safe place. Okay. And now I remember. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, done. That's all we needed. I'm going to put you on morphine and have you sign something. So, it really doesn't matter anything else you say. Okay, we're gonna try to cut this out.
So, wait, remind me. Did they cut it out through the abdomen?
Yeah.
Or did they slowly pull it out?
They wanted to. They were fucking with him. Like, and we're just going to take it out. Should be as easy as... And he's like, no, it's not easy. I promise. He's like, I'm just kidding. We're going to go through the bladder.
But why not go through the dick again? Like, something.
Because it's all rolled up so fast. Like, he kept pushing it. I really think he kept trying to push a little to get a little back, and he kept losing a little. Almost like a sweatshirt or a waist strap.
Just lose a rope in your dick.
I don't know how he lost the very end and not then call the police, but he tried with pliers at the very end, and then it slipped off. And then he's like, all right, maybe in the morning when I piss, it'll come out a little further. But it expands, if anything, now that I'm thinking about that. And
yeah, that's true.
Well, I was just thinking he would like it on the way out if he liked it on the way in.
You'd be surprised. Sorry.
It's making me do a Kegel.
His dick's enter only. Chair. Yes.
Oh, I just squeezed my whole pee hole shut.
It's really impressive. Isn't it?
Not when you don't finish the trick.
Well, I think also probably be so abrasive coming out. You have like a rope burn on the inside of your body.
I picture also, picture like a sword swallower. Puts the sword down his throat. Then pulls it out and it tears up everything. You don't go, but you got to admit that first part. That was a big fucking sword. No, that's not impressive.
Well, it's just, I we're talking about it and we're feeling pain and have cringe face. What was his face while it was going in?
At feet 4 and feet 5? That concern, yeah. Major concern.
I have to imagine it took a while to get that length in there.
Yeah, it was like 3 days.
Half of it was enjoyable. Like, some of it had to be good. The only time it got fucked up is when he lost it and couldn't take it back out, right? Everything else was funsies, no?
Perhaps he was having fun for three and a half feet. I can see that. But then, you know, kept trying to get more out, and he's, you know, spending good rope after bad, and he's losing it. And then it's at the end, and he's nervous, and he's like, well, I just got to shove it all the way up and say, I don't know how it got here.
I see.
Destroy the evidence.
Right. Hey, I'm having trouble peeing. There's a rope in your bladder. Bet you get a lot of those. All right. I guess we'll just take it out real quick and no questions. Oh, you do have questions. Oh, great. And you've been to the hospital. You got to talk to 80 different people like it was a fucking crime spree. And detectives are talking to you. Can you repeat your story? Can you just? I just told you. Can you do that?
I know. I just told six people about what my diarrhea looked like. Do you think you could ask one of them?
Right.
Or do I have to say it again?
Yeah. I tell the whole story. Then I go, can I get a blanket also? I'm cold. And they're like, oh, no, I don't work here. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
I'd kill myself with the ropes in my bladder.
The poll was about this question. Sure. If I'm not mistaken.
Have you ever personally put something in your own urethra? And I had to assume the audience understood what that meant. I hope they don't think it was a doctor. It means you, by yourself, putting something in your own dick hole. One person said yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Old Johnny Ropes.
He didn't say it was ropes.
Right, sure. It could be metal, you know. I don't want to...
I just can't even, like, I mean,
all bearings, yes, sure.
I've put 7-8 feet of rope into someone else's penis hole.
Right. You wouldn't, but my you wouldn't own, sign that. No.
I couldn't do it.
You have to trust they would do it. They would vote that way.
I feel like we should have a poll. Have you thought of putting something in
your urethra? Someone on the forums did say they wrote, you know, I get like a cool feeling even thinking about it. So I don't even have to do it because I'm like so titillated by even just the thought of it.
Yeah, that's how I felt about women. And I'm like, the idea titillates me so much. Let's just stop there and love them.
I mean, listen, I'm just saying what
different
I read.
Strokes. Yeah, different strokes. He's like, the idea of chocolate cake is so fucking good. I'm done.
Honestly?
I don't even have to order
only,
it.
Just if thinking only, about it. Yeah. Life could be that simple.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What are you going to do? All right. Well, good luck to that person.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Episode 3608, High Noon with Ariel Elias.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What a legend she is. Mm-hmm. Being thrown at beer can in the stage.
I saw her do stand-up just the other day. I threw the rest of my ham sandwich at her. She ate the whole fucking thing. She is on a roll like no other.
I'm just so relieved that there's a video of it.
Yeah.
You know? So that she could get this Jimmy Kimmel thing going.
I'm almost surprised that it was a thing. You know? I compare it to January 6th where I'm like, I wonder if this is even a thing. And then the news is like, this is a thing. And I'm like, good. And I'm kind of surprised this was a thing, but it is, and good.
It is. I get what you're saying. Like, when Hannibal Buress was videotaped talking about Cosby, it was a very offhand remark. And I feel like it wasn't the first time people videotaped or had on record. And for some reason, that's the thing that blew up, and then the Cosby thing was taken seriously. We had heard about it before. It's been on places. Why did one
it's
thing take
what
over
takes.
Another?
Who knows?
Yeah,
who
very
knows?
Interesting.
I gotta eat Tide Pods for attention.
Yeah, the alchemy has to be just right. Like I think it's just like random chaos chance.
Right.
Because if it was maybe a different comic or a different camera angle, or she reacted in a different way. Like, what if she just cried and walked off stage? Right. I don't think anything cool would have happened, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I guess you just have to live your life every day thinking, this could be the day I go viral.
That's how you have to live.
Yeah, because whenever you actually do something to make that happen, it probably doesn't. It
has to just...
Yeah.
You just have to wait for the viral load to hit you.
You got to wait for your own personal pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I really liked this episode and the interview, especially, you know, talking about the incident with her because she's talked about it. But I felt like you guys gave her a great platform to really say everything she wanted to, and yeah, it was cool.
I thought she retold very well. I thought she back and forth very well. Like, I feel like when you have such a big deal and then you talk about it for a while, you're like, this question is stupid, this question is worth it, this, but I felt like she was just going with it. She had a sense of humor about all the questions. Like, you know, some of them were a little more, I don't know, Keith than others. And I thought she was like, yeah, that's all very legit. I know what happened to me. I know that I talk about it. It's fine. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was she an asshole?
Yeah, yeah. you could have given the guy's beer back, but whatever. For a show, no. She was very nice to us.
I think it was very interesting to hear about the fallout when she ended up crying when her boyfriend suggested that perhaps she was might be ordering a little bit too much food takeout. I was like, one of the most relatable things I've ever heard. Right. Like,
I thought so too, and I thought they both dealt with it really well. He was like, okay, I could see what I said, and she was like, no, I can see how I'm reacting. And everyone's like, we'll just go to our corners and revisit something else at a different time.
And he's like, no, order whatever you want.
Right.
Order 12 pad thais. I love it.
I was hoping you would gain weight actually tonight. So if you could next level this, please.
I don't think it's enough, personally, the amount.
I understand you don't think the two things are related. I'm just going to leave my phone here. You hit enter when you're ready. I'm going to go shoot myself. Take a piss.
You also talked about Thanksgiving. Trump's Thanksgiving at Mar-a-Lago with Kanye and another guy who's a white supremacist.
Yes.
So how were your Thanksgivings?
It turns out a little less chaotic than that. But what did I do? I did movies and video games. I didn't do anything.
Nice.
It's sweet.
Yeah, I just did, the usual long bike riding. Like, you have a day off and you're like, oh, we don't have to come back at a set time. We could just kind of explore and go further. That's basically it.
No turkey.
No. I think that's the part that nobody wants.
I didn't miss it.
I think if you didn't have a turkey, somebody wouldn't go, I'm here for Thanksgiving, where's the turkey? Doesn't feel like that. But I didn't really grow up with Thanksgiving dinners that are traditional, so I don't fucking know.
Bianca?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving?
Well, we did have turkey. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. See, and nobody said
it's the COVID talking. my mom cooked. I was the helper. We had like, I don't know, all of our people, like 15 people. And then we have the family bar crawl the following night, the gobble hobble.
Yeah. You still do that?
Well, we've been in the garage the past few years because of the pandemic.
I heard about that.
So it was a garage party for a while, like a tailgate, but in your own driveway.
Right.
Kind of thing. But this year we did go out.
Is it the first time you guys are out again for the crawl?
Yeah.
Wow. 3 years then, right? No, this is like such a big deal. I feel like we are all kind of having some firsts and we're forgetting because things have sort of been open for a while. That's a big deal.
Yep.
That's why you have COVID.
The 16th annual.
Wow.
All right. Very fun.
Very fun.
They've let you drink since you were 16. Just kidding.
Well, okay. Before I was 21, I would go and I had a cousin's ID, an old ID of a cousin from a different side of my family. And I remember my mom being like very critical of how I presented the fake ID to the one doorman, being like, you can't hesitate, Bianca.
Right.
Made it so obvious.
You must know your astrological sign, as if we wouldn't just go, what?
I was like, Mom, I'm sorry. She's like, play it cool. Damn. Corny. Like, sorry.
You acting like a buster.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
Like, and then one bar we all got kicked out of because the girl working the door went to high school with me and she knew I wasn't 21.
Snitch.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
What is I'm this? Here with my mom, right. my stepdad, my uncle, right. my aunt, my cousins. Like, I'm here with elderly people. And then there was one year, the last year before the pandemic, there was this bouncer at one bar who wouldn't let my Uncle Phil in because he forgot his ID, even though he's 65 years old.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. I feel like I try not to get like too whatever about that because they are probably being watched and that's why they're doing it. Because in a lot of places,
you not this guy.
Really?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them like the power. You've been to a bar, right? And you go to grab a napkin. Hey! My bar. They don't own it. My bar. I'll hand you now. What would you like? Oh my god, I want to die because you already know what I'd like. A napkin, and it's right there. Like, okay, here is your is that good for you? I'm like, I hope I don't need more. Oh yeah. So yeah, these bouncers
also,
too.
Also, it was like
they love it.
It was like 12:45. Last call in there was like 1 a.m. And
holy shit!
Yeah. So I remember my uncle got really mad and started calling him a crumb.
A what?
A crumb.
A crumb. This a guy's crumb. A crumb. And then.
And then he can go in because now you know he's old.
Well, then he got into this whole like etymology of like what makes someone a crumb and what makes someone a bum. And a crumb is much worse than a bum. I would just so you know.
Yeah,
bum.
Feed the birds. Tuppence a bag. Tuppence. Even though you can't see them, you know they are smiling. Each time that she does a thing with her whiz. Feed the birds. You get it. You get it. So you kind of set us off, Bianca.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but yeah. I got to say, you know, I am usually the one singing on this show. And to not have to carry that weight by myself for change, wow. I'm so honored.
It's a lot of pressure, but it's a good feeling at the same time, you know? I hope the audience understands that.
I remember when I watched that movie when I was little, thinking that that was like the most beautiful, emotional thing ever. Like, though the words are simple and true. Listen. She's calling for you. I was like, wow, she's really generous. But now I see people feeding the birds tuppence a bag, say, like in Washington Square Park. And it's like, stop. Don't do that.
I think I only know that song from the Keith version. That's why I respond to Crumb Bum. I only know.
I know that for some reason the when they tried to, what do they call it? I don't know if it's changing the octave or what. I hear da da and then so Crumb Bum. I know that song, and I know this song when I was in like fifth grade. You had to make a production on a plant about a planet or something like that. And I said, can I do it on Atlantis? And I thought that'd be cheating. Like, you can just make shit up, the underwater bullshit. And they're like, yeah, very clever. I'm like, okay, idiot. All my facts are right. Gross national product is love, you know? I mean, who gives a shit? So I made the song. Atlantis, Atlantis, what a beautiful sight. All the creatures are very polite. We don't like to kill to get our meal. Instead, they're already dead. We feed on plants, dead fish, and ants. We like to ride our bikes as we go on hikes. We are filled with glee. Hee, 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 hee. Oh, this song could go on forever about our wonderful continent. A plus.
Wow. Wow. That was amazing.
I came in my Dollar Moon boots and acted like for some reason that helped us underwater. But yeah, it's a production.
I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like how you rhymed dead with instead.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's seriously cool. Good, though.
And they eat, all the animals are already dead. So you can't find nothing wrong with these Atlanteans. They don't even kill these animals. They die on their own. Then we're allowed to eat them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what else should
you get? I mean, ants, we'll just eat those fucking live all day. You know, that's not going to bother nobody. But ants, dead fish, and plants.
I like how you just faked something out, but you just did a whole presentation.
Thank you.
And you think you faked something.
Thank you.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna not do the work by like doing the work like right. way better in a more interesting way.
Right. Yeah, we all caught that, right? Yeah. Here's how you not do work. I was in some sort of class and we had to give speeches. I don't even know for what, because that's how much I was paying attention. And then they go, hey, Chemda, why don't you go? And I was like, what? Okay. And I had a scrunchie on my wrist. So I said, okay, here's a presentation on 10 things you could do with a scrunchie. And I fucking killed it. It came out of my ass. I was like, right on me. That looked like you did something. And that's because you got to know you're bullshitting. You got to go like, I got a 0. Let's see if I can get a 20. Here we go.
Yeah. Every, like, being good at bullshitting in school is the only reason I got any degrees at all. Any diploma, any degree. Like, I mean, I guess I'm smart, but I was, you know, I was not usually as prepared as I should be.
Really? And because you're a prepared person as an adult, were you not?
I've gotten, yeah, I wasn't as much in school. I was not a great student, but I was just kind of like, yeah, I'll just talk about it and, sure. Nice. And the dichotomy and the taxonomy and the epistemology, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were like, that's right, babe. A. Now, the poll for this episode I thought was a little bit weird, but like, what was the discussion around this poll?
Well, to me,
the poll.
Yeah. So in the beginning of the show, I just brought up, you know, last time Era was on, like 2017. It would have been right after the, right after what? Was it 2000? I think it was 16 then. I don't know. Anyway, would have been right after Trump, I believe, was elected. And then we asked the audience, do you think PC culture has gone too far?
Right.
And I would say no, but 20% of our audience, a liberal audience, I would say, 20% said, yes, it's gone too far. It's a little silly with the words we have to say. So I just figured so much time went by. What would the audience say now? I assumed less now.
Yeah. Like less people think we're being too PC.
Right.
Okay.
27%. 7% more say that PC culture has gone too far.
Such an abstract question, too. Yeah. It's kind of interesting because I feel like just posing the question like that is designed for people who think that to say yes. Like, that's like what they're agreeing with. It has gone too far, but that's so nonspecific. Like, you know, that doesn't really mean anything. We're like, if you say PC culture hasn't gone too far, it's like, well, what do you even mean by that? Like, it's like being nice. Maybe if it was like PC culture has gone too far, or I'm cool with, you know, having to say they, them, or what, you know, like, I don't know.
I see what you're saying, because
just
it
so
could
non-specific.
Be, it could be like, what I as simple as like, I just want to say the old shit I always said, or it could be what I'm talking about, where the lefties are now arguing about our own language on the same side. Right. And so maybe we went too far, because if we don't keep correcting ourselves in places where, like, okay, not right now, you know, then we could kind of collect each other and move forward a little bit better. Like, if we let some stuff pass, knowing that there's a curve here, a learning curve, maybe that. Does that?
But what examples would you even give for PC culture, right? They, them, and pussy grabbing.
I don't think that I don't think PC culture is, like, real. I think that's just, like, a false sort of...
I don't know. We're checking ourselves. We're going, like...
No, but just the phrase PC culture is pretty much only used by the right to talk about it having gone too far, whatever it is. Like, none of the thinkers or speakers on the left are ever saying, like, you know what, I love PC culture. That's they're using different terminology, you know?
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't call how I speak PC culture. I would more call it English, and I'm trying to learn English better.
Trying to be respectful.
Well, it's even, I don't know, I would say it's more than trying to be respectful, trying to be accurate.
Trying to be accurate.
So that you yourself don't sound stupid.
Has being accurately responsible gone too far?
Are you okay with having to be accurate when you talk or not? Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, the brain fog. Oh, I just had something really cool to say.
Assume it was clever. Said,
right. Oh, man. PC culture's gone too far.
It is weird that with me remembering some great songs, that my number one song of 2022 was 1 hour of relaxing white noise to calm down by relaxing white noise sounds. That felt like a bummer.
Well, I didn't know you were a fan of relaxing white noise sound.
I didn't know you were a fan of fans.
You know what? I guess I like what I like, and I don't know why to my... Can you imagine just walk around the house with white noise? It does me shit.
Do you play it at night?
I play it at night. Yeah, okay. And it's an hour that goes on repeat, and so I guess I don't play. But when I play a song, I play a song, I play it on repeat though. Nothing beat white noise.
But let me ask you: so you put do you put it just next to your pillow, just playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You think it should know that it's not in my headset?
Well, I just don't know. I just am curious what people's bedtime routines are. I would never do that.
I didn't get into it until Kyle did. Now I need it.
Ugh. But you don't want to invest in a white noise machine?
That's the same thing. She has a white noise machine. The phone's the same. Mm-hmm. It takes up so much space, too. Mm-hmm. Do I want an air fryer or a white noise machine? You know, your phone's fine.
Counter space,
counter space.
New York.
I just air fried for the first time a big batch of bacon yesterday. Pretty fucking good.
Wow.
Is it different than...
It's healthy now because it's air.
How long did it take?
10 minutes.
Okay, and you don't have the mess of...
Still made a mess. Still a little bit of oil mess of some kind. Grease, I mean.
Was it set it and forget it, though?
Yeah, you've set it and forget it, yeah.
What kind of mess, on your counter or inside the machine?
Inside the machine a little bit.
Easily cleanable?
I actually had a cleaner over today, and they apparently didn't take a look.
They don't do your appliances?
Apparently they don't look in my appliances. Oh, I didn't check the microwave yet. Good question. But yeah, just like a little oil. It's fine. What's that?
Do you hang out when that person is over?
No, I got a haircut and shave and did something with the post office.
So you're fine with leaving your place on your own?
I can't stare at them. Yeah, I have to.
Yeah. Yeah, our New York apartments are so small, you would only be staring at them.
Right.
Right.
I sometimes I get my bagel and lox and an orange juice. This was the only time in however long I remember that I ate at the restaurant. And I'm like, let me read my newspapers here.
It was a me day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that in my apartment, but I think I'm going to invest in getting a deep clean, getting someone else to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of, and it makes me feel so much better that you say you need one or want one. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing to me because I want to do that too. I want to like clean up and then go like, I know you could do better. Can we start over?
Yeah, I want to get it like into the in-between, like the walls, the little, the spots. Yeah. Because, you know, like every few years, maybe you scrub your baseboards or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That's not really something that we're interested in doing all the time.
No, and it makes and me also feel good feel that like, not everyone else is doing it either. I don't, I'm like, am I just, I can't get to it. I keep cleaning, I keep cleaning, I keep cleaning, and I can't get to it.
Yeah. I just think also having a fresh set of eyes is helpful for the cleaning thing.
I just checked my microwave. We're golden. We're golden delicious. Holy cow. Poor thing. Well, that makes sense where the time went. All right.
You've been the tip. That's funny. Okay. We have to move on.
Okay.
3,609. Happy birthday, everyone. Oh. With Danny Vega. And this was Hemda's birthday episode. Happy birthday, Hemda.
Thank you. I hope everybody celebrated. You know, Mike Kaplan sent me another one of his, hey, it's the beginning of the year things.
Oh, I know.
And it's the beginning of the month things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you do to celebrate in December? Or what do you do in December? And I go, well, I celebrate in December because it's my birthday. But I look for things to celebrate all year. December just makes it easier because it's my birthday. So I'm wondering how everyone else celebrated.
Well, I'll tell you how I didn't celebrate. I didn't celebrate by reading Mike Kaplan's email because apparently I'm off the list.
Oh, no. You want mine? It says, hey, Keith, but it's not just to me. But he takes the time.
Wow. I did.
Yeah, there's something. Maybe it's Thanksgiving. I'll see.
I sent him to a voice note.
Oh, here it is. Sorry. Dear Keith Malley and only Keith Malley. It is December, and then it's whatever you all fucking got. Love, Mike. Okay.
Yeah, I must not be on the monthly list. Oh. I must be on the...
I'll find a way to get you on.
Seasonal list.
Yeah, it's going to rule your existence.
Well, I was on some list because I replied to one recently. Not recently, you. But like within the past year, I was like...
It's COVID. It'll find you.
You'll end up catching one of these emails before long.
There's literally no one listening that just feel left out.
Okay, but I want to talk about Hemda's birthday. What did please. You do? Yes, did you do the surprise? Did you have surprises happen?
I did. The not surprise was circus time on Friday night. The surprises were Alvin Ailey and a nice steakhouse. And also, by the way, I added my own surprise, which I didn't talk about on today's show when I was talking about the birthday. On Saturday, I woke up and decided I want an Iraqi breakfast. So he also went to the supermarket with a list of shit and made an Iraqi breakfast, which is like fried eggplant and...
Can't be good, right?
It's so good. Potatoes, eggs.
Oh, maybe tomato.
Salad. Pita.
What a country. What a country. But everything's even when we play soccer. Can you fucking imagine? Oh, my God. How about a nice burnt tomato?
Well, my mom used to make it every Saturday, basically.
Oh, amen. I don't want to take that away.
It was so fucking good. I just had the rest of the leftovers today. I've been having it every morning.
Oh, I don't even know how there'd be leftovers, but
one
good
eggplant.
For you.
It stretches so far.
It's like your version of fish and bread. Yeah.
That's a Jesus thing.
That's a religious joke.
Okay. Right.
I love eggplant. Do you not like eggplant, Keith?
I do like eggplant, but when do you see it?
I eat it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. I love it.
Really?
I had some today.
What do you do? Do you do cheese and sauce or nothing?
I had it like roasted up on a salad.
And you just, do you buy it breaded or not?
No, just buy the vegetable and cook it.
Holy shit. Like, I can't even picture that. So you dig in the ground.
Yeah. I buy a farm.
You buy an eggplant and you just cut strips and you just fry it and that's it.
In the oven.
In the oven. Okay. Yeah. I have an air fryer, but whatever.
I think if you're going to cook it yourself, if it's going to be on top of the stove, you're going to make a mess because it requires too much oil. You have to keep adding oil and everything turns into like
a mess. Like deep frying it?
Well, you can, but it's probably best
sounds,
to...
It sounds like a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, eggplant is a lot of work.
Pan fry.
But if you put it in the oven, you put a certain amount of olive oil, a certain amount of salt, and you could just let it go in the oven for like 45 minutes. And you don't have to flip it or fry it and make a mess. It's not as oily.
Do most people think ahead that far? Like, I'm going to eat some in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. They do. Amazing.
I'm not great at it either, Keith, but some people even think of it in the morning. They're like, tonight I'm going to eat, you know, fish and...
What a world.
Rice pilaf and maybe some broccoli.
I wish. I hate eating so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I get it.
It exhausts me. I got to think about it. I got to do it. And most things, no matter how good, after 3 to 5 bites, I'm like, I get it. Then I'm just not complaining, but I'm kind of, you know, forcing the rest of this thing down.
Damn. Because after 3-4 bites, I'm like, I could stop, but somebody stop me. Oh, it's so good.
Now, I would change almost the half of anything for the half of somebody else's anything.
Wow, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, it's sort of like the guy who put the rope up his urethra.
Okay.
Like,
go on. I'm
really, go on.
You have our attention.
I'm eating, and I know I should stop. But I have to put it all inside of me. And then when I have a stomach ache, I say, how come that happened?
Kyle will call me. This will happen when she's here, too. But she'll call and be like, oh, I'm making cookies or whatever. Now, I don't say nothing, but I know she's going to eat too many cookies. What do I do, by the way? Mm. She's going to eat too many cookies. You know, you see where this question is going already. She does. She's sick later. Nothing, right? Nothing. I just go, all right. We fuck now. We fuck now, you make as many cookies as you want. And then when she's moaning in pain, you're just like, you're kidding me.
Well, what about...
That's pretty rude, I think, far as like reactions go from you.
Me saying, you're kidding me?
No, you saying, we fuck now.
May we fuck now.
Okay, that's better.
Not can I fuck, because I can. May I fuck?
If it pleases the Lord.
I get it, because you're watching someone potentially hurt themselves, and you will have to be the caretaker.
I don't mind being the caretaker, but there's nothing to caretake you ate too many Twinkies. You're just moaning. So do I... No, I mean, I don't mind being the caretaker, but there's nothing to do. Do I just, you know, scroll through my phone while you're moaning? In the bad
way. How bad is it? She needs an antacid bath?
No, she doesn't need a hospital, but you know what's funny? 18 donuts, and then it'll be like, I'm sure I'm exaggerating, obviously.
I'm pretty sure.
She had 1/8 of a donut.
She can't even have a whole donut. I've never seen it in my life.
And then she's disgusted mentally, she's disgusted physically, and then just like, oh, I can't believe, like, I know, but you enjoyed it, so now let's just enjoy it, it's over. Like,
I know what you do. You ready?
Yeah.
You can't Epicac do anything about it, right? She doesn't need anything.
This is one of her fucking tools. Are you tooling me? Did you just throw a tool at me and not ask for permission ahead of time?
No. All right. No.
It's happening now.
Yeah.
Everybody notice. Pay attention.
I promise this is way more ignorant than that.
Okay. There's nothing I can do.
Go, wow. And you still look hot. This is crazy. My God, you can just do anything you want, and you just, I'm so fucking attracted to you.
Yeah, but her belly is 1 centimeter bigger, and it's hard to get a boner.
Gross.
Yeah, very gross. You're not wrong.
If it were me in your shoes, I think I would say, damn, sucks having a bellyache, huh? And then that would be it.
Yeah, you just want, women just want to be. Kenta, please, let me explain. Women just want to be told, hey, I acknowledge you.
I love that you say that, but like, you can take the women out of that because men fucking love being babies.
Oh, men are bitches. Oh, I agree.
Because okay, women love that, but men love goo goo gaga all day. Dude, you know that a therapist, and I fired her after this, a therapist once said that to me. Said I was what? Like, well, you know how men are. They just want to, you know, just baby them and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I am not doing that to a grown adult. No. Right. Well, you know how they are. I'm like, no. You should know how I am. No.
And then you hear like, and the therapist's like, oh, shit, gotta go.
You know, I actually told on that therapist because it was more than that. That was just one piece. Another thing is like, yeah, but I haven't spoken to my mother. And she's like, but that's your mom. I'm like, bitch, you are on that's my how you start, last right? nerve. Yeah, it was just things like that. I was like, I think I'm done with you. I think you're maybe too young or too something that you're saying such trite shit at me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even like psychology 101 should have taught you not to argue with me.
It'd be funny, an argument with a psychiatrist, but she doesn't know if it's still part of the show. You know, like, do we say fucking idiot though, Henda? What do you think about? Who's the first fucking idiot you ever met?
She can ask me. That would be a better question than,
sure.
Oh, but what about the fact that that's your mom? Right. What? Yeah. So I told on her. And then the main person, I told, I said, look, you know, I don't know if this is like, I just can't see this person anymore, but maybe I could see someone else in your organization. And she said, okay, so, you know, just let her know that you're not going to see her anymore. And I'm like, excuse me, I need to do that?
Right.
And she goes, yeah, just let, and I'm like, no, I don't want to. And she goes, well, you don't have to call her. You can just text her. I'm like, so I'm going to text her instead of you telling her that I've been assigned someone else or whatever. Okay, fine.
And she's right. She's gonna text back. Okay, I understand. I'm a learner of boundaries. I'm a learner of communication, and you've said everything you needed to say, and thank you, and I wish you the best. Or what?
You nailed it so fucking hard, Keith. She did not accept it. She started calling me, and I started hitting God end. Damn.
Yeah.
And then she called me again, and I'm like, this woman's calling me, and she's like, well, you just have to tell her. I'm like, no, I'm not telling anybody anything, and if you want to reassign me to someone else, then let me know. Otherwise, forget it. She goes, okay, can you call me to remind me? I go, goodbye.
We can make like, that be one of your sessions, that information, to remind me that
yeah,
I
it's
need
been
to.
Very, it's because it's been very busy for her. You know, it's COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
I definitely want to feel like a burden. I want a psychiatrist to tell me you've been busy and stuff. I definitely want to feel like trouble.
It's so interesting. I'm not even joking. BetterHelp was really my best experience. I did not have to fire anyone by calling them or talking to them. That no one was there was such better communication on BetterHelp. I mean, we're not advertising with them right now, but use code KATG, might still work anyway, and it really was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Keep the cookies coming, you know? That's what I say.
Yeah, I'm good. Please. Don't even put it
make
out there like I don't
thick.
Like. Yeah, I like cookies come constantly, please. Yeah, of course I do.
So you guys talked about, you guys were on this episode with Danny Vega. And let me ask, is he an asshole? I mean,
I wouldn't live with him, but I don't think he's an asshole. But does, and this is just coming to me right now, he busts my balls. This usually happens. This is the way it works out, I think. The person usually busts my balls. I bust their balls. And then I somehow wonder if they're offended. And Danny, I wonder about. Am I making sense, Hamza?
Oh, yeah. And, I think he is a little offended. And I think...
But he also starts a fake offensive. Do you know what I mean? Hey, you...
Yeah, and I think he understands whether he's offended or fake offended. he understands what we're doing in this realm.
Right.
You know, like, that's what I like about him. Like, maybe he doesn't like us. Maybe he is offended. Maybe he walks away like, fuck, you know. But in the realm, he's playing nice. He's playing friendly. He's playing along. So if he's faking us out, great job.
Right. Okay.
No, and he seems like, he doesn't seem.
Hey, I'm going to let him eat offended. His cookies. You know what I mean?
To he me, says he's fine. He's fine. Offended. He seemed like he was really just asking, like, why did you have that reaction to my reaction? Like, about the crying.
It's funny. He said on the show that you heard that I talked to Keith about this, that we're going to talk about his toxic masculinity. Before the show, it was just text, like, is it okay to talk about this? I'm like, yeah, is it okay? I don't really get what you're saying. Like, when you made fun of me crying, oh, yeah, sure. And then then on this show, I'm like, I'm ready for, like, whatever he was working on in his head. But it's like,
right.
So you're shitting on me for crying. Okay, well, here's my answer. All right, then that's the end of that. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't more. He was just like, I want to shit on this, and that was actually the
But end. I do think that was real.
I believe it was real, but, you know, I could have used a second sentence or two, but sure.
From him?
From him, yeah.
Going...
Explaining, like, that if it did offend them, like, I don't know, explain, but I guess it's that simple. Like, you're calling me a pussy because I'm crying.
Yeah, I think...
So there's nothing else to say, I suppose. It just, to me, it seemed like a chunk is coming, let's say.
Well, if you responded differently, I think it would have went into that space. But you were like, no, I'm not making fun of you. I just think, like, I think that you really genuinely answered, and it could have been a pushback answer, but it wasn't. You could have been like, yeah, you're a fucking pussy for crying, or defended it in some way, but I think your answer gave no more space to go anywhere.
Right.
But the potential of the question
did. I wasn't making fun of you. Yeah, you're a bitch made, but it's not. But I wasn't making fun of you. And he was like Jedi mind tricked by that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I think I'm being gaslit, but I'm being triggered, but I'm being toxic masculinity. I'm being tricked. And Keith was like, no, I'm not tricking you. I'm just telling you what I think. Yeah, you're a pussy, but doesn't mean you can't cry on your show. I love that for you.
I sincerely wish there was more crying on his show for me to hear. I mean that. Keith Mallon.
Every time you cry, it's like, part of your show, and it's great. But, yeah, I mean,
make it over. I wish instead of a little crying,
I see less of a man. Yeah, I see less of a man.
Yeah, sure, but that's great. That means you're more you're more of other shit. That's great. I don't want that. That's what I need.
Being a man,
I need to turn on a podcast and hear a man talk. I think I'd like whatever the fuck you are. That was something new.
Holy shit! That is what happened, Bianca. How do I snap?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? I always know what it's like to be a woman around Keith, but what's it like to be a man around Keith? Chime in. Info at keithandgirl.com.
Yeah. Oh,
what an experience of life.
I liked all the stuff he brought to the table, though, all of his scenarios.
Ooh, I want to know all of your opinions on all three, please.
Yeah.
Would you like, I'm sorry, your host, you have this. I'm sorry.
The sober party. I was kind of like, as a sober person myself, I would never ask people to be sober for any reason. Maybe because of all the Al-Anon I've been to. It's like, that's not my business. I think also like something that maybe got lost in the discussion is like, it wasn't just a Christmas party. It was like their Christmas day, which I know like is not, it doesn't seem that different, but like if you have a Christmas tradition and then all of a sudden your sister-in-law is saying like, no, you don't have that tradition anymore. Like, that's weird. Like, have your party on a different day and invite them, and they can be sober or not, you know, or they can be sober or not come. But them being like, okay, well, I understand that you don't want to host with alcohol, but we're going to host instead. So take the pressure off you, and we will have alcohol, and you're invited. Like, I thought that she was the main asshole, and you were right, Hemda, about like, well, obviously they don't like you anyway, or else they would have figured out a different way to do it. But I was just kind of interested in Danny's like defense of asking people not to drink. Like, maybe just because my experiences in Al-Anon, I was thinking it really isn't reasonable to ask people to not do something just because you don't like to be around it. Like, it's your responsibility to be where you want to be and leave if you don't like what's happening. So, I don't know. I felt like the sober party asker was the main asshole.
I went with that also at first, but I thought like, this is, yes, it's Christmas. Everyone must be an asshole here because you can't, I get that it's the main Christmas party, but they didn't even offer to come for like an hour, a half an hour. They didn't offer to come already intoxicated, you know, like shit like that. Or I don't know.
I know, but that would be an absolute logistical nightmare on Christmas. And now we got to go here for a half an hour just to stare at you and eat a cheese and cracker before we go to the real Christmas. Just because you have like some sort of a weird preference that is like, excuse me, extremely personal.
Yeah, it's very
personal. And about something that like upsets you, that makes you feel fear and anger. And all it does for us is like, is just happening at the party. Like, we don't have that kind of association with it. I don't know. I just thought it was like, if you feel that alcohol is an evil thing that makes people bad and makes you uncomfortable around them, then yeah, I can see not wanting to be around them. But, you know, come on.
Who wrote the letter? The sober one or the other sister? Or whoever the fuck?
The sober one.
The sober one wrote it. All right. I was thinking like, maybe there is something where it's like, you know, what person would even be comfortable saying, hey, I have to lay down the rules and, you know, that to be an asshole, unless you're really fucking like, no, I have to do this. And it's because Bob fucking took the bat to my TV. But if that's the person who wrote it, they would have added a story and they didn't.
But her husband isn't even co-signing.
Yeah, everyone
her
hates
husband
her.
Said, let's go to this party.
Yeah, something's wrong with her.
Something's wrong with a lot. Oof.
Yeah. I totally agree about selling crystals in the bakery.
With us, right? Danny was a little confused by it.
Yeah, especially just like the parents being like, well, do your sister a favor. It's like, no.
Right.
There are no crystals in my bakery. Sorry, like, she can think of a different thing to do.
And by the way, you know how, like, I'm going to guess because they're parents. I understand there's a quote, good ones, right? let's assume, right?
I've heard of them.
I've heard of things.
Mother sounds nice.
I have two friends that are liars. They say they love their parents. I have to picture these parents are given advice that they don't know anything about a bakery to the bakery daughter. Like, your oven probably should go this way. Actually, this would be more heat over here. Actually, well, you want the people walking into the place to have more open air. When I go to the grocery store, you know, and then just all of a sudden, put crystals in there. Sure, that's fine.
Right.
Really, because I measured everything top to bottom, but you know what kind of oven I should have? You never baked in your fucking life. Yeah, but the crystals thing, yeah, business. Go ahead. That's fine. No problem with taxes.
Absolutely. You know, my father used to go to my brother's office when they were doing like really, really well. And he would joke around like, where's my corner office? I want a mahogany desk, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like dad jokes and like, we get it. You don't know how to be vulnerable and fucking just regular. You have to tell jokes. You can't just go like, look at what you guys did. You have to go, where's my corner office, mahogany desk.
Right.
And I could see like he kept repeating it. Like, well, at first I was like, well, at least he's coming to your office. He's seeing what you do. He never even saw where I lived ever, you know. And then it just started getting like, okay, already. Because at the end of the day, you're still giving advice. You're still telling your kids what to do with their business, even if it's a joke. You're still not saying good on you. You're just constantly going, how about this? How about this? How about this? It's the same, like, how about you get married? How about you have kids? How about you have another kid? How about you, you know, how about you put them in private school? How about you put them in this school? How about you teach them this? It's on and on and on. So why are we all of a sudden listening to mom and dad who think I need crystals in my oven?
Right.
When, like, yeah, they thought that I should ice my cupcakes this way.
I will. The parents have to pick, does my sister get to have her crystal bullshit in the corner? But that means you don't get free pastries. Or we keep things as is, where you never really helped the bakery once.
Plus, I never even gave you that option, because go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a discount. There's discounts. You get no more discounts, but she can sell her whatever the fucks.
Yeah, but
next
yeah,
time
but my
you
mom
have
would
a birthday, keep walking.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting a cake from me.
Right.
But meanwhile, my mom would be like, yeah, I'll pay you double for the cake. Just hire your brother.
Yeah, oh, I need the money first. I need the money first. The little tricksters.
She'll give it to. No.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have siblings. So what could I say? I can't speak.
I have so many that I can speak for you, Bianca.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
And then the last one where she ate her husband's birthday cake, that was like...
Oh, that was so sad. Was
like,
so
we
sad.
Need this... This man is under arrest. Like, right. He needs to go.
He's a dumb piece of shit. But it is, but his biggest concern after all that was like, no, she's moaning because she ate a whole cake.
Yeah. He's like, oh
I'm so
belly
sorry.
Aches, huh?
Oh. Wonder what that cake tasted like anyway.
Better, worse than the miscarriage feeling. Oh. Ugh,
who
brother.
Is this guy? How do you even, what are we doing? Also,
know.
There were so many kids that he didn't get a piece of his own birthday cake. A lot of people are lying in this story. This
That's
is the
what
dumbest
I think.
Fucking story, right?
Yeah. I thought it was a big fib.
Yeah, I think he went to somebody's house and, like, had sex and, yeah. Like, came home for cake, because that sounds stupid.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather you went to... just go fuck someone. This is ridiculous.
Be a man. I mean, I don't mean it that way. I just mean...
What are you, pussy?
Hello.
What was the poll in this one?
The poll was, are you a crier? Which, again, no shame. Yes versus no. 27% are fluid. They cry.
That's funny. I was talking about this with friends recently. I haven't cried, like really, really cried in so long.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
Easily like over a year. Not since I was like just out of the hospital.
Wow.
Mine was still Black Lives Matter. Like, I'll definitely tear up, but yeah,
boy,
real crying.
Saying that. Mine was Black Lives Matter. No
sorry,
need for
I'll do it
further
again.
Explanation.
I'll do it again. So I asked Bianca how long hers was.
Oh my goodness, how long has it been since you cried?
Maybe a year and a half, something like that.
Yeah, mine too is the same, the Fiona Apple crying incident.
Oh, what a male feminist.
God damn, there's no way to win.
I've waited many years. Every print I left up on the track has led me here. Put on my other favorite song.
You son of a bitch. Now, if Fiona could remake, that'd be fucking awesome.
Bjork it, did.
Oh. So quiet. Oh, I love that song.
Shh.
It's all so still.
Shh. You're all alone and so peaceful until
we
You fall in love.
Zip, boom, bang.
Sky up above.
Adiang.
It's an
crumbum.
You've never been so mad about a guy. You wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die. This is
and
it.
It's over.
And then
it's quiet. Shh. Gosh.
So
how
good.
True is that song?
Oh my god. Please, if you've never heard the song, please YouTube, not regular, not just listening, watch it. YouTube.
The video is by French film director Michel Gondry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's very cool as well. And there's like a flying mailbox situation.
I love it. I love flying mailboxes.
Thank me later. You're going to love it.
I already cried within the last 5 years, though. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I really haven't.
Have you almost cried? Have you wanted to cry? Have you dry heaved?
Yeah, like I can mist up a little bit.
Okay.
Like if I see, I don't know, the right movie or the odd episode of Bridgerton or, you know, that kind of thing.
So we're not counting mists. We're not counting over one tier.
Yeah, okay. She's saying if you showed me like Bridgerton's seventh pack. On a old moldy Tuesday, it'd be like,
I follow. I just haven't like done a big emotional sob in quite a while. I think
you miss it.
I'm kind of. Yeah. I saw somebody, my mom and I saw somebody doing a big emotional sob and she was like, I'm kind of jealous. I'm going to be honest with you. It might be nice to let it out like that. Like, yeah, I can't get there anymore. Or not. I mean, but then it's like, okay, well, something sad enough will happen eventually. So I'm not in a rush. But I think my threshold for that type of response is now different because of all the shit I've seen, man.
Because the bone marrow.
Yeah, my new immune system doesn't cry anymore.
The person you got your new stuff from was not as much a crier.
Was not bitch made like somebody like Danny Vega or whoever might cry on their podcast.
I could tell you something maybe that will. Okay, put yourself in this position. Maybe this will make you cry. Okay.
Okay.
Can you open yourself up like this? Okay. Yeah. Picture you're a podcasting co-host who always says your "Am I the asshole?" opinion is overly masculine and wrong, and that person left your show. Now, what are you thinking? You're a co-host. Okay. I understand the confusion. You're a co-host. The other co-host always says, you're wrong. That's a stupid opinion. And then they said, I have to leave now also. And now you don't have, however I made that relationship sound anymore. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, do I have a lot of ad revenue coming in? Because
not enough that her second and third job are paying. I mean, whoever this person is.
I guess I would have to crunch the numbers on it to see how much many tears would fall.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you know? Picture this.
Yeah.
You've been working on a project for a while. You're taking it seriously. You have a buddy coming along with you. You guys disagree. You see that as a potential for growth, and you've watched yourself grow over the amount of months, possibly years, that you've accumulated time with this person. Then they say they have to drop the project. It's no offense to you, but you're uncertain how this project will continue, let alone with all of the work that you have to do that now this other person leaves, slash, will you be able to have the same kind of rapport with someone else? There's a lot of uncertainty up in the air. Mm. How do you feel?
Mm. I think I feel concerned, mm-hmm. you know, for the right. future.
Okay.
You know, I am excited about my project, but I believe in its mission.
Yeah. We're not even getting close to the crying colors at all.
I know that I'm the only one who can, you know, make my destiny happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's going to be up to me. It's going to be up to my attitude going forward. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hopefully I learn from this fissure Maybe I do a little self-reflecting. Why does this person, was this relationship not workable for this other person? How can I take those lessons and move forward with my great project that I love?
Do you put any emotion on this, or are you completely a robot through the entire process because you're learning so much?
I would feel sad, and I would feel a lot of shame because I would be like, well, what did I do? Like, like, is it just my whole essence, my being, like my point of view that is so like such anathema to you that you can't even like have an hour long conversation a week with me? Like,
or
that
is it just the revenue we're not accumulating for the kind of conversation?
Right.
I see. Okay. So we can still talk, but now you don't want somebody to pay us to do it. Okay.
I would just, I would be emotional, but I don't think it would make me cry. I think it would make me feel depressed.
Is there a chance, because you've said a lot of emotions, but could there be a fourth reaction that goes like this? And I will miss you very much. It really is a robot that learned how to cry for the first time. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, sometimes when people don't, I think it's because of how much I've cried so far that I don't need to cry now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe people who have had a hard time crying in the past, sometimes, you know, like Keith, you once talked about having a not gratitude list.
Yes.
Things that you're just fucking annoyed by.
Yes.
And you were kind of, you had your douche minutia, you were doing your whatchamacall, license stuff, and you couldn't catch a break.
Right.
And so you kind of cried a little bit.
Yes.
That, like, I've been there, you know, everything's going to shit. I'm holding it together. And then all of a sudden I stub my toe and it all, like, you know, Ariel with the, maybe you're food. Ordering too much food. You know,
it's
that could have been.
It's historical.
And Danny Vega gets told by people in his immediate family he eats too much. This is interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Huh.
Maybe, sounds like he needs a life coaching session.
Hello. Hello.
I see your eyes.
Hello.
Did we just move on to Chew and A without realizing?
Well, I just wanted to touch on Chew and A before we go because I, Keith, you were really on a tear.
Thank you.
I didn't hear the whole thing because, you know, I do have other
You got
things in my life that I have to do.
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
You didn't have time for the 3-hour show yet?
I didn't.
No?
I didn't catch the whole thing.
Just so you know, it took us like 6 hours to do it. So if you think listening to it was
why?
There was some sound stuff. We had to like pause for a second. We paused earlier. We took a lot of choose time for that.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. But Keith, you were in
we were a day late. Our internet was out. We were doing it on a different day. Then the sound quality was whatever. It was so long. So shout out to Chew.
Yeah, I don't know what I was so excited about, but I do know that during that day, I'm like, I don't know. I wrote like, you know what? I don't write to-do lists enough. Or, you know, you hear those people, they make to-do lists, but they already did it and they cross it off, or like, brush your teeth. Oh, is that coming up? All right. And then you cross it off. And I'm like, let me do that. Let me see what I want. And it was just a good day all around. And then we did newsy. And then we did that coaching thing that I thought worked out great. Then it's news and pow, pow, poop, pow, what you got? And then news is like, remember this? And I'm like, yeah, I remember that. And it was kind of desired. His birthday's coming. I mean, come on. What are we going to do? Not acknowledge who's the fucking greatest? Come on.
So things just, everything just converged. Like, it was like a viral sensation.
I guess. I don't know how to recreate it.
Also, it was a Thursday, and our whole schedule was so different that day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Keith on Thursday. So like when this Kickstarter gets done, we definitely have an extra added episode a week. Maybe we need to record it on Thursday for Keith's energy. I don't know.
Thursday is my favorite day of the week.
Oh, there you have it.
How come?
Maybe it's Keith.
I think I think I my theory is that if you do something on Thursday night, like something social after work on Thursday night, that's the perfect time to say go to a concert or a party, because then, you know, you have fun. And then the next day you wake up, you're a little tired, but it's Friday. So you're like, meh, doesn't matter. You work. And then you can hang out, do nothing on Friday night. And you don't feel any kind of social guilt because you just did something yesterday. Or like, I went to that concert yesterday. I couldn't possibly go out on Friday night. I have to lie here and eat cookies.
But don't call Keith after.
And then you're and then you're stress-free Saturday morning. You get out, you go up, you know, you fresh start to the day. It's all about Thursday night, people.
Yeah. I like this math. That's good
Thank
math.
Thank you.
We have Wednesday night chat because I asked for Wednesday night because I it breaks up my week. So on Wednesday, I want to do something different. So that it's not like on Monday, I'm waiting for Friday type right. of thing. I never want to have that feeling at work. Mm-hmm. So I want to look forward to things like sooner. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to Monday, Tuesday, like all of them. And Wednesday breaks up the week because it's party time USA. And you don't have to wait until Friday night and Saturday night to party time USA. Mm-hmm. Any day could be a Friday. So that's my math on that.
I love it.
Keith?
I love it.
I like going to, there's all, you can't only do this so often because, you know, timing and there's only so many movies that you care to see. But if I can catch a movie at like 9 a.m., I do
the
it.
Best.
And I'm like, it, on a work day, I do it. I'm back by 11 and I just beat the whole fucking system. You fucking idiots don't know. Oh. I'm high on life. Everything's good. Yes. I will not have fun today because I already did. So that's.
Yeah.
Anything that happens is bonus.
So we're all set.
Yeah.
We're all set.
Yeah. That I enjoy. That's my
Check.
Life hack. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so with you. That's and in great. Fact, I think a lot of things should happen much earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. That's one of my main things.
Yeah.
But a matinee or a morning movie, you get out. Even if it's at 11, you know, you get out at around 1, you go have some brunch.
Mm-hmm.
You're done.
Yeah. Good luck, world.
Yeah.
But he could do this on a weekday. If he sees a movie at 9, 11 a.m., he like heads to work, and we work until like 7, 8, 9, you know, that kind of thing. So that means everyone's going out after work. He beat the traffic going to fun before.
Yeah.
I like all of this math that we
it's
just shared.
It's the Thursday principle.
It is the Thursday
on a
principle.
Day scale.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Fuck.
You know, I didn't think this would be some special math, but now I want to hear everybody's math on their days for real.
We did it. All right. We got to wrap up here.
Okay.
Any questions for me before we end the show?
Are we nervous about COVID plus leukemia? You already called your doctor, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting the Paxlovid. I'm getting the special medicine. I'm not nervous.
Okay.
Me neither. I'll be honest. I don't. Think it's going to be anything.
Are you nervous about your battle this Saturday?
Yes.
In the new The Game Show Game Show.
Mm.
I don't know what to expect besides a laugh a minute and an absolute blast of fun all over.
You're right on that.
A viral load of fun all over everyone's face.
Well.
Right?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. In order to get this load, the only way we will splooge on you, am I getting this right?
No, is, you're not.
No, no. Are you sure? I feel like I'm nailing this. So let's splooge on our Kickstarter page and let us enter you with our game show this Saturday. And the only way to enter our... Okay, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Keith, how are you doing this?
Here's what you do. Take out your prick, take out your clit. KeithandtheGirl.com/KTG. Boom, pow. $1.
What?
You're part
slash
of this.
Kick.
Slash, what'd I say?
KTG.
Slash kick. What would happen if you go to KTG.com/KTG? Holy shit. Don't do it. Don't do it. So anyway, it's slash kick, of course. And if you donate, if you support any amount, again, I don't like the word donate because you get shit from it. But if you're a supporter of any amount, you'll be part of the game show that's happening. If you can't make it, we'll still send it to you for free. And then you'll debate, hey, I'm gonna put my vote in. Is it, do I like this new idea of game shows? Which is very, you know, you'll see. Or do I want silent trailers back? Voting matters. Voting matters. And be part of it. It's going
to
be fun.
Get to vote if you backed the Kickstarter. KeithandTheGirl.com/kick.
All right. And on that note, I will say, kick me under the table, all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up.
Ding,
kick
ding,
me
ding,
under the table, ding, all you want. I won't shut up.
I won't shut up. I was
made the birds top
inside.
KeithandTheGirl.com.